Oh, you are so welcome for showering. I was starting to get pretty ripe. I still can't believe that there wasn't another bed available in this place. I guess with the snowstorm outside, everyone's looking for somewhere warm to stay. I would assume the inn would have enough beds to accommodate everyone, but apparently not, as we're forced to share a space. It's one thing to share a tent. We got our own sleeping bags. Actually have our own space. But with one big bed, we're going to be quite close. Is the blanket nice at least? So, not only are we going to be sharing a bed together, but we're going to be cuddling for warmth. It's already cold in here. It's only going to get more frigid the longer the night goes on. I'm not about to be cold just because a cheap inn couldn't gather the extra gold for something nice for their guests. Maybe I should be nicer, considering this was the only place in town with anything available, but still, you would think they would be better prepared for their guests, right? How are you blaming it on me? I didn't believe we were actually going to get this kind of a storm, you know? How often does it actually happen? Well, consider me shocked to receive it, because it's been nothing but warmth and clear skies while we are traveling. Like, I understand we're getting closer to the mountains, but I didn't think the temperature shift would be so dramatic. If the snow keeps coming down as hard as it is, we're going to be stuck here for a few days. I doubt anyone who booked a room at the inn is going to want to go out in such terrible weather like this. If you're not wearing the proper clothing, toes, fingers, something could fall off. It would be a bit difficult to reattach a missing limb if one of us were to lose it. So until the weather gets better, it's going to be just you and me in this room, I guess. Should we build a blanket fort to mimic a tent? I just thought maybe you would feel more comfortable if you were in a setting you recognized. We've shared tent space before. If we made the room look more like one, I thought maybe it would be easier on you. My bad for even suggesting it. Making my way to the bed and sitting next to you. I drop the towel on the way. I'm not going to waste time sleeping in clothes or something. The only ones I have are the ones being washed, so this is the best I got. If it bothers you, you can always give me your shirts. That's what I thought. I'm not uncomfortable with my body, if that's what you're worried about. I'm actually proud of it. Quite tall and sinewy. My muscles are long and lean. Spikes and bumps decorate my skin, adding a texture to the olive coloring. I've never gotten to see me like this before. Didn't realize there was a textured pattern underneath my clothing, did you? The skin is hardened. It forms scale-like figures over the delicate areas, making it harder for a weapon to actually penetrate. It comes in handy when there's sneak attacks. Would you like to feel? Reaching your hands, you go for my arm, running your hand over the smooth skin. This part is similar to yours. It's flesh. As you go higher, you feel the shift in texture. The skin hardens. There's more ridges, more lines. You begin to trace them, following the patterns being woven by my skin. Each of these designs are unique to the gith, almost like a fingerprint in humans. You'll never find another gith with markings quite like this. All of them are unique to me, even the ones with slashes through them. Scars interrupt some of the weavings, creating bold new patterns that you feel drawn to. Do you remember this one? This is the one you gave me when we first met. You were trying to collect my bounty and thought you could sneak up on me. And you almost did. Ended up nicking me in the upper arm. It happens to be one of my favorite scars for that very reason. Never had anyone else sneak up on me like that, and it's definitely not going to happen again. Continuing to trace the markings on my skin, you find yourself enjoying the bumpy texture, don't you? Don't even realize that you've been slowly getting closer to me as you continue to trace. Moving from my arm to my shoulder, down my chest. Didn't realize you were this curious about gith, little one. I don't mind. I'm happy to indulge by bringing you closer. Bringing you onto my lap. You let out a gasp as your weight settles into me. Figured you can get a better view like this. You're able to see the bumps on my forehead that melt into my lack of a nose. The skin pinched in the area. Your fingers carefully trace it. Brushing against my pointed cheeks, the scales sharp enough to almost cut you. Everything about the gith body is built to be dangerous. It's what makes us such tactile fighters. You never know what you're going to hit. Never know what to expect. It's hard to know an enemy that's unpredictable, right? So enraptured by my naked body, your hands caressing my waist, trying to memorize the small bit of curve, feeling the muscles and bone underneath. You knew I was a bit taller than you, but never got a good look at my proportions. Without any fabric in the way, it leaves little to the imagination. Can see how my muscles are connected in an inhuman way. How my breathing is opposite of yours. You can't tear your eyes away as you continue to feel my bare body. Running a hand down the middle of my chest, feeling the spikes at the center, your hips roll on their own. Why don't I help you get out of these rags? The clothing is only limiting how much you can touch. If you want to feel all of me, you're going to have to undress. I'll help. Starting to unbutton your shirts, you can't help but run your hands all over me, trying to memorize the pattern underneath. Despite the frigid air, you don't feel it as I take off your shirts. more focused on getting to touch me. Eyes on me, little one. Let me see that face. Bringing you down for a kiss. You feel that even my tongue is textured. Design mimicking the one on my skin. You rock again, remembering your pants are still on. Not going to be able to get them off like this. Moving you to the bed on your back. You lift your hips so that I can get your pants off. Coming off in one motion. I'm greeted with nothing underneath. Do you always forgo your underwear, little one? Oh, of course, of course. You were just washing them so they would be clean tomorrow. Obviously, you weren't hoping for anything with me by sleeping without any pants on, right? Need more. It's not enough to touch. I need the taste. Starting to rock against me. You grind against the slit, encouraging the tentacle to come out. Trying to get me all wet, aren't you? Doing a good fucking job. Keep it up and maybe you'll get to feel it too. Grinding yourself against it. You feel the texture of the tentacle. It matches the same one on my skin. Just because it's not always visible doesn't mean the pattern isn't there. It's ripped for your pleasure. Oh, getting all worked up from just a little kissing. My knee slides between you, pinning you down. Spread your legs for me, little one. I want to know what your orgasms sound like. The tentacle slides inside without any resistance. My own slick easing the way, making sure it's wet. You feel your hole stretch around me. Instantly giving way. Didn't realize all the bumps and ridges would feel this good, did you? You're too curious for your own good, little one. Wanted to feel my skin, learn what the difference was between the two of us, and look at where it got you. On your back, legs spread, taking my tentacle. Didn't even consider this as an option until tonight. I've been taking care of my needs all by myself, but now I see that you have needs too. You've been wanting this the entire time, just didn't know how to put it into words. Would watch me fight in battle and wonder how my hands would feel against you. Let's see the way I'm able to take down a dragon. Feel tinges of arousal clouding your vision. It was almost too much for your delicate sensibilities. Always having some sort of reaction. It must have been so embarrassing for you, getting all horny during the fights. Is that why you get clumsy sometimes? Is your own arousal too distracting? Now that would be something. Might have to start fucking you before fights if that's the case. Can't have you not at your best. That's how mistakes happen. I don't want to lose you. You're my best friend. Maybe even a fuck buddy going forward. Your hole is certainly tight enough for me to want to play with again. Does my tentacle feel good? You like how it fills you up? You can feel the way it squirms inside you, never staying still, acting as if it has a mind of its own. I'm not in control of my tentacle's actions, only the motion with which it thrusts into you. Your hips buck into it, trying to take it deeper as it twists just right. You're feeling good, aren't you? Moaning out your answer. Might want to keep your voice down. This is a packed in. The walls are quite thin. You don't want others hearing how easy you are, do you? You can only imagine the stares we would get. Walking out of this room together, room reeking of sex. The dirty glares from keeping the other patrons up all night. A few knowing looks, maybe someone offering to join. Can imagine someone getting the balls to do it since we're snowed in here. It doesn't look like we're getting out anytime soon. The only fun thing to do on days like today is to fuck your brains out. Not going to be able to achieve much more than this. Biting your lips to hold back the sounds. It barely works. At least you're trying. I can admire that. Clenching around my tentacle. You don't want to be empty. Not even for the second it takes to pull out, do you? I didn't know how much you hated being empty. It's amazing that you chose the profession of adventurer when a whore's right there. Then again, you don't say yes to everyone. Just me, right? Wouldn't have been able to help yourself, even if you tried. The second I dropped the towel, you were a goner. Probably have touched yourself to this very thought. Imagining how I would feel on top of you. Underneath you. How good my spikes would feel. Never imagined my tentacle would be just as bumpy as the rest of me, but you probably never imagined a tentacle to begin with. Either way, it pushes you closer to the edge. Every thrust inches you there, despite your attempts to ignore it. It's at the point where it's getting to be too much. So my hand snakes between our bodies, starts to stroke you. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Oh, yes. I want to feel you come around me, little one. It's not enough to just have your hole hugging my tentacle or to hear your moans. No. I'm not going to be satisfied until you've made a mess. You're going to be good for me and come with me, right? Oh, just needs ways for permission, which will come once I'm closer. Going to have to move those hips of yours if you want me to be as close as you. Otherwise, I'm keeping this pace, watching you fall apart underneath me. It's so fucking good. I can't stop myself. Your own hands grab onto my lanky body, needing something to hold on to. Despite how thin I feel, the power behind each thrust is there, reminding you just how dangerous I really am. Not pulling my strength, I reach for that sensitive bundle of nerves inside you. The tentacle starts to stroke it as my hand keeps rubbing you. Pleasure inside, pleasure outside. Your eyes clamp shut as a moan is ripped from your throat. It's almost too much as you start to see stars. It's all right, little one. You can take it. Not going to come until I give you permission. Not going to ruin our first time together. That's going to ruin it for any future times we may have had. You feel so nice wrapped around me, taking every inch. I don't want this to be a one-time thing. So be on your best behavior and wait for permission to come. That's how you get more of this. That's what you want, right? Nodding your answer because you don't trust your voice. The thin walls, a reminder that we're not alone. Oh, the bed squeaks underneath us as I press harder against you, stroking you just right. Yes. Oh, come on, make me come. Rock your hips just like that. Yeah, that's good. Look at you, listening so well. You want me to fill you up, don't you? You want that cream pie so bad. So lucky that it's not during mating season, otherwise you would be getting an egg. Instead, you're going to be getting a fresh load of gift cum. Don't think this is going to be the only time you get it. Because now that you know how good my tentacle feels, you're not going to be able to go back. I might have just ruined you for everyone else, but I don't care. You're going to come, aren't you? Oh, so close. You can barely form words. It's all right, little one. Let go. Come with me. You need it, so don't fight it. Let go. Come with me. Come on, my tentacle. Come. Still trying to wring every last drop of cum out of me. How do you feel? Okay, slow down. We didn't ruin our relationship or anything. Nothing has to change between us unless you want it to. The way I see it, I was just satisfying your curiosity. You saw Gith Anatomy up close and wanted to know how it felt and worked. There's nothing to feel bad about or guilty for. I didn't mind. In fact, it was quite the opposite. I enjoy your curiosity quite a bit, little one. So don't beat yourself up over this. You didn't do anything wrong. Besides, who says this has to be a one-time thing? Of course I'm being serious. I wouldn't joke about something like this. The sex was good. I like you. You like me. I don't see why we wouldn't continue this arrangement. Are you afraid you're going to catch feelings or something? Then why don't we become friends with benefits? Officially. I mean, it would make traveling a lot easier. Rooms would be cheaper, and I wouldn't have to find someone to blow steam off with because you would be by my side. You felt better than any cheap fuck I've had recently. So what do you say? Friends with benefits? I had a feeling I could convince you pretty easily. Flustering so prettily underneath my touch. Baring your neck for me as I plant more kisses. Even the little noises that escape get me soaked. Fuck. I've never been happier that there's only one bed.